looking up at Broccoli, and I remember the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, they were sort of doing a tour all round, and they came sort of round to Broccoli this particular time. And I remember that. And our boss said, you can go out and see the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. But I remember the Duke, I mean, was so near the car, was about, in fact, I could have put my hand on his shoulder. And I used to think, I come home and I said, Mum said, did you see it? I said, yes, I saw the Queen. I said, but the Duke of Edinburgh suffers with dandruff. Oh. And Mum said, what? She said, don't be, I said, Mum, he suffered with dandruff. He had all this flaky.
Oh, how funny. You were that close.
Yeah, that close, yeah.
What were they doing in Broccoli?
I don't know. I think it was, they were just doing a tour all round. Mm. I don't know whether they... I know the Queen Mum, she used to go up to, it was a church up at Camberwell Green, I can't remember the name of the church, but a couple of times she went up there, the Queen Mum, and I remember taking a couple of my little cousins, and one of them, Queen Mum must have heard, but I nearly died of embarrassment. She said to Auntie Vi, I said, what, darling? She said, why has the Queen got black teeth? And I thought, oh. But the Queen Mother's teeth were, she had no enamel on her teeth, they were black.
Oh.
Yeah, and I thought to me, I can still feel my face going red. But it just went quiet for a few seconds. And I couldn't think of that. I remember saying, oh, it's probably because she's been eating licorice. I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Or gin,
but
yeah.
But I thought to myself, well, that's... one thing she said,
that's
why
funny.
Is her teeth?
So how did she hide that in photographs then?
I
she
don't
must
know.
Have smiled without showing her teeth. How
I
funny.
Don't know. But that is what she said. Auntie Vi, why has she got black teeth? Oh, dear Lord.
And were there any street parties that you remember?
Oh, we had a street party just not when the Queen, was it Jubilee?
1977.
Yeah, we had big street parties up here. You can't go out there, darling, it's too wet.
So you put tables in
outside. Yeah, we had tables out there, yeah. And everybody sort of, we all sort of took sandwiches or we all sort of, everybody did something, you know what I mean, which was nice.
And did you have music or something?
Yeah, there was a bit of music and that was nice. But it was, that was nice. That's the only street party I ever remember them having up this road.
And who organised that, do you think?
I think it was everybody. I think somebody came up with the idea and just knocked on the door and said, we're trying to organise a party, would you be interested? And every next thing we knew, the tables were out there with the paper cloths on, and we all sort of took our bits and pieces. That was nice.
Because I lived in this area all my life, this street was quite run down around that time.
Mm, yeah.
When I was much younger, it wasn't, and then I remember coming to Broccoli, must have been 1970s.
We all, up this road, we always used to have what, a posh end and a poor end. In them days, it always used to be the top of the road, the other side of, was it Ashby Road? The top end, that we always used to call that the posh end, but down sort of this end, it used to be like the poor, only for the simple reason there was more children living down this end of the street than there was at the top end of the street, if you know what I mean.
But then it really improved again, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you think there was more flats at this end of the road and more whole houses down the other end?
Well, I'm sort of next door. I think there wasn't a lot of flats because it seemed everybody owned their own houses except like us and the Williams next door. And I don't ever remember your place being in flats. It was always a family home, your home.
Well, it was just before we bought it.
But I remember you saying that, but I don't remember that. The only thing I can remember was at the very top of your house, they had, they were a lovely couple, they weren't young, they were middle-aged, they were, I think they were Polish, but they lived right at the top, I think, but that's the only time I don't ever remember your place being, oh, yes I do, because the lady that lived, yes, what is the matter with me, Sue and Brian that used, no, my aunt and uncle that used to live next door, they were friend, you're right, Jane, they were friendly with the people that lived, yes, it was flats for a while, but I don't think it was four flats, I think it was probably only, that's right.
Did they ever have a greenhouse in the garden, do you remember, or anything, or like a shed, because there's quite a few, if you dig down, there's only a little bit of earth. There's
well, there was all, people used to grow their vegetables, they probably did have greenhouses, because we didn't hear, Mrs. Tookie, she always used to grow runner beans, there was no grass out there at all, it was all runner beans, tomatoes, potatoes, sort of stuff like that, and where you, as I said, where you live, they used to have chickens, and they used to grow their own vegetables and that.
So you really had everything you needed here. Then,
we did,
didn't you?
Yeah.
All the shops there, yeah. And growing your own things, yeah. and the doctor being just there.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you about that doctor again. So he was there all of the time.
Dr. Loftus. I don't ever remember another doctor other than Dr. Loftus.
And he worked by himself then.
Yep. I never ever. We always used to see Dr. Loftus. If one of us wasn't well, Mum used to call Dr. Loftus, or send one of us over to him.
And when did he leave, do you remember?
I can't honestly remember. I wish I had, because he must have, whether he died suddenly or anything, but it was quiet. You never heard sort of what happened to him. Then days, I wasn't very sick. You know, when he died, people never used to go to the doctors as often as they do now. Mm. You know what I mean? But then, whether it's because we were fitter or what, I don't know. Or whether we had to pay for medication or what, I don't know. But he was a lovely, lovely doctor.
And then, you're an atheist, but did your family go to church?
Oh, yeah, my mum was, she, although I got married in, it's only at sort of the last, about 20 years that I've changed my mind. We all went to St John's. We used to go to St John's Sunday School. As I say, my mum, she was a big believer. I mean, she didn't sort of preach it to us, but you knew she was, she believed, you know, that anything happens to you, it's up to God, you know, it wasn't up to you, it was up to God, he chose.
So did most people go to St John's or the St Peter's?
Yeah, I think
as well,
most of
the
people on this end used to go over to St John's.
And then there was the big Baptist or Methodist church here as well.
That's right, there was one on the corner, I think that's flats now, that was pulled down, that's made into flat. You know up at Broccoli Road, the corner of Upper Broccoli, this end.
Yeah, I saw
that
a photograph of that recently.
Yeah, that was a nice church.
Well, that was a lot of churches here then, wasn't it? Because there's the other one on the other side of Upper Broccoli Road as well.
And you got one, was it in Wickham Road? Big
St.
church?
St Peter's, yeah. So when was that church pulled down there on the corner?
I think that was in the 80s.
Oh, not that long ago.
No, not that long ago. That's when they built flats there. Because we used to laugh, used to say, right, now the next thing, the next church you pulled down, or pub, will be flats. We used to sort of laugh and used to think, yeah, that's right, that's what it is.
Now, what else was I going to ask you? So you got married at St John's?
Yeah, I got married in St John's.
Is there anybody here that's been here for a long time that you remember? Has anybody left?
No, nobody
up
this road. The only person that she'd moved on was Belle, that lived across the road, and she moved a couple of years ago. She wasn't very well, and her son and that, they moved. Where did they move? I'm not sure where they meant to. moved to, but they took, rather than put her in sort of home, they sort of bought a bungalow and she moved in, or they, she moved, or I don't know whether they moved in with her, but that was sort of Belle's house, and whether that's what they decided to do, was to sort of take Belle and look after them. But she, I mean, Belle used to be one of my mum's friends, Belle. Belle used to be a pub singer, and oh, mum years ago, her and Belle sometimes used to sing in the pubs down, I think it was Long Greenwich, now and again. But they don't remember anybody else up the road at all. In fact, I was so upset when Belle moved. I didn't even say bye-bye to her because she ended up with Alzheimer's, so she wouldn't have. Yeah, she always used to say the same thing when I used to see her. She didn't. I think she must have forgotten her. My mum, you remind me of your mum. Now, where do you live?
Oh.
Belle, I live right opposite you. Oh, yes. But I think she's forgotten, bless her, you know what I mean?
Do you remember, you know the house that was empty and then derelict for a really long time, directly opposite?
Oh, Fothergill, Jaden. Used to expose himself, Mr. Fothergill, yeah.
Did he live there by
himself?
Dirty
old man he was. Horrible.
So he lived there by himself and then...
I think there used to be a family there, but you didn't used to sort of see much of him. The only time you used to see Fothergill... Mr. Fothergill, when we used to come home from school, and you used to know. Well, we in the end, we just couldn't go out and play because he just used to stand there exposing himself.
Oh.
And Mum called the police, but in them days, they just used to knock on the door and say, put it away. Mm. Well, these days, they'd get... But in them days... Sometimes we used to stand there and laugh at him, you know... And sometimes he used to sort of go away, but...
But he had the whole house to himself.
Well, in the end, yeah.
Because that was empty for years.
Well, there was a man, or a couple that bought it, but what used to make me laugh, at the end house, at the alleyway there, they were doing that place sort of all up, because I think that used to belong to Miss Wells, a school teacher. Then when she... passed. Well, she was lovely. She's very tall, grey hair, very straight lace, and she used to have these round glasses. And I used to love scrumping. I always used to get told off, but she never used to sort of tell you off in a vicious way. She'd say, "Violet, if you want pears, knock on the door. Don't climb up the wall." No, all right, Miss Wells. I know where you live, I'll tell your mama. But you know, she was lovely. But then when she died or moved on, they were renovating that place, and the bloke in Fothergill's house, every time the workman went away, he used to go late at night with a barrow and take bricks and cement or whatever. And I said, if you're worrying about where your stuff's going, I said, because it used to annoy me, and to think it was going into that house. Then all of a sudden he moved away, and that was it, you know. I thought to myself, no, it was awful.
And do you remember when that, the big house just after Ashby Road was a club? It wasn't that long ago.
Conservative club, yeah.
But all the time I've been here, there was hardly anybody there.
Yeah.
I went in there once or twice and it was more or less empty. Yeah. It was just a handful of people. But was it busier before?
Yeah, it was very... I think everybody used to go up there then into the Conservative club.
Oh, you didn't have to be a member then?
No. Everybody used to sort of... if you knew somebody that sort of was a member... And they used to sort of take you in, but I think in towards the end, they just, it was a shame really, they just couldn't get anybody to go. They didn't make it into a nursery after all, Jane.
No, because there were so many objections.
Yeah.
So just a couple bought it and they're doing it up themselves. And it looks lovely. They're doing it themselves really slowly. But they've really, really improved it because it is huge and it's a really big project. Because at the back there was, like, you probably remember, a big like bar with a dance floor and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So they took all of that down, and I think there were lots of bedsits as well upstairs. Mm. So it's been a long job. And they're just doing it bit by bit. You know, it's not finished or anything. It looks good. Yeah. But that was a shame in a way. I thought at the time it would be good to keep it as a local place to go, because it was a good space. I years ago I went to a couple of parties there, like a christening. It was a really good space for a family party.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas party there once. But no, as I say, it's always been there. I can always remember it right from when I was a kid. It was always there.
Another good space for local parties was the St Peter's Church Hall.
That's right, yeah.
And I went to a couple of children's Christmas parties there.
Yeah, my daughter had a wedding reception there in St Peter's Hall, yeah.
But that's not doesn't belong to the church anymore.
Oh, doesn't it?
No, the church sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there aren't any other kind of local spaces, really. So did your daughter get married here as well, then?
Yeah, she got married in St John's, the same church as I got married, but that's where she had her reception, in St Peter's. It was nice. I'd never been there before, but she picked it out, and I said, are you sure? She said, Mum, she said, it's nice. And Chris's friends, he had a couple of friends that, you know, and they did the catering for it, but it was really nice.
Hmm. No. So I think that's all I was thinking of. So what do you think is the biggest change in Manor Avenue then?
The biggest change?
How do you think, what's
I
the
think,
really big
to
difference?
To be honest, between now and when I was a child, I think it's a dirty road.
Mm.
You didn't see all the mess and the muck that you've got down here now.
You mean like the litter?
The litter, yeah. No, I think it's got... But then I think the thing is, it's the cars, and what annoys me is the people, they have their sort of pizzas or whatever, but rather than get out of the car and put it in one of the bins, they just sling it out the window. That's what really annoys me. And the dog poo.
Mm.
That is something else that annoys me. What was it? Come up the road the other day. Don't get me wrong, I like dogs. I like cats, I like dogs. I like all animals. And his dog poo. And what he did, I was lucky I was out there. He put it in the recycling bin. I said, excuse me. I said, what are you doing? And he said to me, it's dog poo. He said, you don't, what is it, degradable?
Biodegradable.
That's right, yeah. I said, no, I said, you don't put that in there. I said, that goes in the black bin. No, it does. I said, don't argue. I said, it doesn't go in that bin, goes in the black bin.
He probably knew, it's just too lazy.
I mean, at least he was being tidy, but to put it in, furious.
So that's a big change.
Yeah.
So it was tidier before.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I was going to ask you was about gas lights. You said you had gas lights.
That's right, yeah. We didn't have electric. We used to have... There used to be an oil shop down Tannis Hill, where I should say, we used to get the soap and all that. And we used to go down there and get mantles. And they were very, very delicate. Yeah, mantles. And we had gas meters, penny gas meters. And if Mum had run out of, didn't have any pennies, she used to send us down, sort of outside. Go and ask if you take this shilling and ask them, have they got any pennies so that we can put in. I mean, a penny.
Mm.
Yeah, a penny for the gas meter. Yeah.
And do you think a lot of people had gas mantles then?
Oh, well, they must have, because the oil shop was always... had plenty of gas mantles, you know what I mean?
And you had paraffin heaters, is that right?
Yeah, paraffin heaters.
You didn't use the fireplaces anymore?
Well, we had the coal fires, But the coal was quite expensive. I mean, Mum, we used to have coal fires Christmas time and something like that. But you couldn't heat all the rooms with coal. So what we did in a couple of the rooms, Mum had a couple of paraffin heaters. And yeah, I think it was in the kitchen. Yeah, that was my job, to clean out the fireplace of the morning before I went to school and get it ready for when we come. Yeah, that was the kitchen and what we used to call in them days the front room. But that was the only two places Mum used to have coal fires in. Two bedrooms had paraffin. But then in the end she was frightened because one of her friends got burned. So once she knew that happened, the paraffin fires went. You know, we didn't have that anymore. So we used to shiver.
Do you remember fires here at all? Because that must have been a hazard for most houses here. Hmm. If a lot of people.
The only fire, I wasn't alive then, but here there used to be a kitchen range, and you know, like one of those black. Used to do it with black leading and all. And apparently, I don't know because I wasn't here. I wasn't sort of born then. But I remember Mum saying that a child that lived down here, she got burned to death on this kitchen range.
Hmm.
And that made me feel quite funny, you know, and I thought to myself, oh, but when we moved, the kitchen range had gone then. Hmm. But that's the only time, that's the only one I know of. Only one.
Do you remember any other big sort of incidents in the street, any...
No.
Has anybody well known lived here? Anybody famous?
Not that I can remember. Mm. Unless they lived at what we used to call the posh end.
Yeah.
I don't honestly
That's
know.
That's funny you say that. I don't think of it that way. But
no, I don't. But that when I was a kid, it was all the kiddies lived down this end of the street, and there didn't seem to be many. If there was children at the top end of the street, you didn't see them. You know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, thank you very much, Violet.
I'll make you another cup of tea, yeah?
Do you know what? I won't, because... Have you got anything...